Blog Talk Radio.
Run the Telly spells and some vibes is here.
Cause I would rather to be lonely than to live a dirty life.
Thank you.
110%. If you're tuning in on Facebook, if you're tuning in on Blog Talk Radio, you will hear the stylings of Don Lynette coming up with his hot, hot, Only 16. He's going to fly with that one all the way every day, giving you a little bit of the Ecclesiastics of the reggae man himself, 110%. We're just warming up in the first while in a long time. You're going to also hear the stylings of Sheldon Sr. on the Narboard Rhythm. It's gonna be also Papa Michigan on the same rhythm, courtesy of Ensom Vibes Records. I'm so nervous.
To have a vision.
Mike side, and it's gonna be Only 16 that's gonna be taking over your consciousness in the next 10 or so minutes. Oh yes, we're gonna really preview and review and rewind and forward this one. 110.
Someday you'll have a family. have a vision.
Yes, it's time to tell you a little bit about the Ecclesiastics of the man known as Don Minard, sitting on the Narvoort Rhythm on the Ensemble Vibes Records. Trust me, anytime you say Don Minard go, he's already 110%. We never really pre-out everything. It could go on, make it bugs, little more. We got Don Minard in the studio. It's gonna be.
Don't be in a hurry to be a woman. Girl, you're only 16. Oh, yeah. Don't be in a hurry to be a woman.
I wonder if Don is ready. I don't have to really wonder. I'm going to take it right now.
Yes, Don, you there? Greetings, greetings, Warren. Don is here.
Yes, yes, yes. How is everything on this here Sunday?
Yeah, I'm just here relaxing, listening to Reggae Roll Call on a Sunday. And some vibes.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, a lot of people don't know that we are related by marriage through the
yeah.
Minot and the Minot and
yeah.
East connection. So
right.
It is a lot of magic that we were able to come together and really do music.
Yes,
you know, through the lines.
It's a good thing.
Yes, it's always a good thing. And I must say, in order to really be in this business, no business like show business, and especially in the minting of records, I found that there is a new level of humility that man
yeah.
must attain in order to
mm-hmm.
be able to create music, because it's the most equalizing force out there. But before I go into more of that, I'd love to hear about what went into your thought process regarding this song and how you found the rhythm to be matching with that type of lyric.
Well, as a writer, I write based upon the vibes at the moment, you know. I write in many different ways. I can write with a melody in my head and
yes.
then build a track around it, or I can listen to an already made track with a melody and just write the lyrics for it. It doesn't matter. I work both ways. So
right.
I was listening to the track and I really love the track. It's a bouncing track. My style, my vibes. I like tracks that's really up tempo. And so I vibed the track for a few days, like maybe like a week and a half. I had the track in my car, vibes in it. And, you know, and I just found myself just that singing, "Oh, girl, you're only 16. Don't be in a hurry to be a woman." And that's I have a very good imagination when it comes to writing lyrics. I'm blessed with that.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, yes. That much I can say. You know,
when
I
first
it's just one thought, and I can write a song around that.
Right. When I first saw the title and listened to the demo of or the premix, I was taken aback at first because I'm like, okay, only 16. I mean, this was an issue that we had back in the 70s and the 80s with young women who were coming of age but not necessarily of the standard to say, well, you can do this and that. And tell me a little bit about how that themology came about at this time, 40 years later. It's still a very, you know, relevant subject.
Yes, because I see it all the time. You know, I should tell you that I still have my day job, right? And I work for the Department of Housing, which is public housing. And
okay,
going through the properties, I see it all the time where these young girls of all background, I mean, of you know, whether they want to be Hispanic, black, white, I see them young girls having babies. Young 16, 17, 18 year olds having babies, you know, and I'm like, whoa. I mean, you know,
exactly,
as somebody who my kids are grown up, and I'm like, boy, if these young people only knew what they were in for, if they only knew what they were in for,
yes,
in terms of being parents, you know,
yes,
they're not prepared, Warren. Then you and I know that. Then most of them is not prepared to be parents.
Definitely. I see that all the time, you know, in my travels in Orange County. I come across some of the unspoken stories, you know, of that type,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it hit me because I'm like, okay, in this age of digital media and social media and whatever, people taking their eye off that social ball, you know?
Yes.
But it's still a ball that is bouncing, and it's still a ball that is in play, and we still have to stop and say a little bit to the youngsters about, you know, and I find that reggae music, you know, partly due to how it came into fruition, a lot of the cultural music is always about telling people how to live in terms of morality, but not a lot of practicality.
Right.
You know,
right,
you know, and there's a lot of reasons why things get depraved and things get what we like to call bad mind and covetous and whatever. It's all these micro things that happen in people's lives, you know, that,
yes,
add up into all of this animosity that we have to each other within that cultural sense. You know what I mean?
True. It's true.
And it's
true.
Not just always the man holding us down, and the man didn't do this, and this man didn't, and that person fight against us. We put obstacles in our way.
Of course.
And,
of course.
You know.
Of course. Marcus Garvey taught us that we should travel the road of self-reliance, but we refuse to do that. Most of us refuse to travel down that road of self-reliance. Do for self. You know, and that is the biggest,
yeah,
problem we have, man. The man said, any nation that would allow another nation to lead you will enslave you.
Definitely.
If you allow another person to lead you, man, it's possible that they will get you in trouble.
Yes. I don't know if you've had a good opportunity to really talk about, your travels in music as much as you'd want. So I'm going to give you that opportunity to just give us a recap of the last year or so, the events
okay.
that you've showed on. And I know you ran into cohorts of mine, Papa Michigan, who is also on the In Some Vibes various artist album that you're currently on with this track. And
yes.
just tell the world a little bit about the last year and what you've been able to achieve musically and otherwise.
Well, this year normally in the summertime I would be in Europe, but I have different plans. I had some plans, I had some good shows to do here in the Northeast USA this year, and I also have plans to go home to visit family, which I haven't done in like 5 years, so I'm planning to go home. But to backtrack, I have gone to Europe every year since 2011. I've toured Germany 4 times. I've done Reggae by the River, you know, and toured all over Germany. My biggest fan base is in Germany, really, because that's where I got my break from. You got some DJs, some internet DJs over there who started playing me like 6-7 years ago.
That's how I caught on to you through Dag and other people.
Yeah, the German
know.
Connection. Yes.
Yeah, they were very robust at a time when people weren't concentrating on, I would say around 2007, 2008, that corridor right there.
Yes.
When people were mostly concerned with the Jamaican dynamics, you know, and were taking their eye off the rest of the world. And there are a lot of good agencies out there that are playing and booking artists and all that.
Yes. So they the first year they invited me to come up to come do a festival that they have in Hamburg. In Hamburg, St. Pauli. That first year, the promoters, they told me, man, we love your music and we love what you're doing, but we're just starting out with promoting this festival, and we really don't have the money to finance it to come up. So I paid my own way the first year and went up to Hamburg, to Germany, and introduced myself to the public, and to my fan base, because I realized that I had a big fan base up there, and I needed to go up there. You know, Warren, a lot of us as artists, we still think that the business where somebody's going to come and pick you up and invest in you, like in the 60s and 70s, that's not happening anymore. Find people coming and picking up artists and investing in you. You have to invest in yourself.
Right. Even back then, it was more of there was a lot of mythology around that too, because you might have one or two people that can just sit down under a tree and a man come roll up and book him and carry him thing, but the rest of the people have to jump on the market truck.
Yes.
What I mean? So I find that if you don't make your own way, then, you know, it's going to be tough times. Because you have to believe in your music.
Especially if you're an overseas-based artist. You know that too. Especially if you're based overseas and not on the island.
Right.
If you're not based on the island, it's even 10 times harder. You know,
definitely.
That's what I did. Yeah, I went there the first year, and the support was overwhelming. I got great support. It was a high opener for me going into Europe the first time. And then from there, the promoters and came on board, and they sent for me every year, and I've been going there every year, except for this year. I didn't go this year because the promoter had some very bad issues, family issues. She lost 2 people in her family back to back.
Okay. I was wondering. I didn't see you on that thing. So I'm like, wonder what happened. You know,
it didn't happen this summer because, like I said, the promoter lost 2 people in her family. I mean, months apart. As soon as she buried one, The other one happened like 2.5 months after.
Okay,
and,
yeah,
and
that can wipe you out.
Yeah. Yeah, and it really wipe her out, and you know, mentally and financially, wipe her out.
Yes.
Yeah, we hope to recoup and regroup for next year, you know.
Right.
Yeah, and for me, I've gone to Europe 5 years straight, and I was kind of tired. Now I wanted to take a break. Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes
scarcity can build value, you know?
Right.
So
I say, you know what, alright. Let me sit this one out and I'm going to Jamaica instead. You know?
Right.
It gave me time to work on some music on my album that I'm producing myself, which in the next few weeks I'm going to be sending you a brand new track that I produce. Yeah, it's called My Share. You know,
okay.
I produce myself because I've decided to produce my own music. You know, because I've got to the point now where I have to put myself, my own feelings, my own thought process, and my own everything into the music. Me. I will still work for other producers. I will, but I have to take charge. When I'm producing an album now, I have to take charge.
Right,
you know,
right.
So
that's
what I'm doing.
Not all reggae artists are recording artists, and not all recording artists operate like other recording artists. So we have to be able to give the artist that voice, you know. And what I was trying to do, and what I think I have achieved in a short manner is letting artists know that sometimes when you produce yourself, you can get away from some of the guidelines of structure and songwriting and whatever, and keep that central. So hopefully any little thing that, any kind of feedback you got off this Only 16 construction here, that you will be able to, you know, see, oh, I can do this, and I can do that, and I can still stay central to who I am, and the message can go forward.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been fortunate to find myself surrounded by some good musicians and good artists. For example, one of the 20 people that's helping me to produce this album is two members from a band called the Anthem Band from right here in Connecticut.
Ignore that.
The Anthem Band is a very well-known band here in Connecticut, you know, and so members of the Anthem Band, we've been friends for years. We have been on the same reggae circuit here in the Northeast for over 20 years. We buck up each other at different shows and festivals, so we became big, good friends for the last 20 years. And you know, they come on board, and they, you know, the bass player is on board, and the guitarist is on board, and you know, they help to guide, and you know, it's a group thing. Friends are in the music helping to produce this album, really, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because you will always have that recipe of success. You will always have that runway that you don't necessarily have when you're doing. When you get rhythms from other producers, sometimes you're hamstrung there and stuff like that. So having a live band, having musical insights from musicians that play right down on the instrument is always a good thing. It's a good backdrop, you know.
Yes. I have access to a studio where I can go anytime, and if we do something and we listen and we say, you know what, we should go back and straighten it up, or we should change it. We have access, you know. So when I'm not really in any hurry to run and push something out there when I'm not satisfied, you know.
Definitely.
The track I'm telling you about, everything on it is live. I have live on. Live drum and bass, keyboard, guitar, everything is live. The album, right. The album Speak for the Poor, which you are aware of, Speak for the Poor. You remember that album? That album was produced by one person. One person produced that album. What I've learned is that when one producer sit down and produce an album all by himself, it sounds, all the tracks tend to sound the same way.
Right.
I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
What you're saying, because you know, I don't know if you remember this artist by the name of Junior Tucker.
He's
still a very good singer, you know, a pastor and whatever, and the music thing is a part of his thing, is not central. But he actually sang that song called Telephone Man, that New Edition. Exactly.
Yes.
And what happened was the producer, who was the guy that sang Ghostbusters, if you listen to the Ghostbuster instrumental and the Telephone Man instrumental, is the same dynamic.
Okay.
Right? And so what had happened was Junior's voice was swallowed up by the sameness in how he produced the track, how they produced the song.
Yeah.
And New Edition took it and stripped away all of that Ray Parker Jr. style.
Yeah.
Okay. And turned it into their biggest hit.
Yes.
Now, because Junior did not write the lyrics or write the music, and he was just following the dictates of the great Ray Parker Jr.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't end up getting his just deserves there, but he just fell prey to that same thing that you're talking about. So if anybody out there listening, they can put some perspective on what you're saying, not just regarding reggae, but music in general.
Yeah, because I have looked at top artists like Shaggy, Damian Marley, and all of those top artists, when they put an album out, if you look at the credits on the album, they bring in different keyboard players, different bass players, different drummer for this particular track. This track have a different drummer, this track have a different keyboard player, and it's produced by somebody else. You don't find one person nowadays producing a whole entire album. You know, so that's so I learned from that. You know. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. But but like I said, you asked me earlier with the music. Music has taken me to Europe, like I said, 5 times. I've gone to Germany, gone to Serbia, gone to Macedonia, I've gone to Montenegro, and I've also, my first time out abroad was in Cape Verde. I went to the Gamboa Music Festival in Cape Verde. I spent 9 days there and we did a festival. It was a 5-day festival from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and finished Sunday, going into Monday morning. And we played the Friday night. So we stayed there for 9 days. That was a great experience in Cape Verde. And that was the first time, going internationally, playing to an international crowd. And, you know, like I said, last year, I was in a place called Novi Sad in Serbia, where I did the Exit Festival, which is the second largest festival in Europe. It's called the Exit Festival. I was there and I performed. You know, all the video is on YouTube with me performing. The crowd was huge. You know.
Nice. Let me just let the people know, if you're checking in on Some Vibes Radio, Reggae Roll Call Sundays, you're listening to the one and only Don Minot. And Don Minot is the reggae man of much repute out of the Connecticut area, born out of Jamaica, came straight out of Jamaica, lived in the central village area, Spanish Town.
Yeah.
And
we
cross-pollinate through marriage on the Ensom Vibes family side and the Minot side and the East side and whatever side.
Yeah.
And we're just here talking about...
And the San Diego link-up.
and the St. Jago link up and all that. So the world is very small when it comes to music, and we just want the people to hear this song one more time, Only 16, and then we're going to wrap it up and let people hear the rest of the songs on this track. And we're going to bring back Don later with the other two artists on this track. It's a little EP that we're running out of in some Vibes Records, and Don was one of the first voices that say, yes, heal me up. So, yes, Don, thanks for all of your contributions to music and being on this track.
Thank you, man. It's a pleasure talking to you, and to all the fans out there, give thanks for the support and your continued support. And look out for new music, which Afrique, Warren, you'll get them. You'll definitely get the new music when as soon as they're ready.
All right, all right. We're going to hit the new song, Only 16, on the Navo Rhythm out of Dookie D in the UK and on the Ensom Vibes Records label.
I got to have a vision. To be
down.
Just talked to Don Minot. He might still be in studio because he likes music all the time, and he also respects everyone else on the track. Hey, we have Sheldon Senior track here, Head Over Heels, and he's currently in Europe on another engagement, but we're not going to molest them with this track yet. So he's trying to promote the songs that were produced previous to this one, and doing his thing. And he also put out this song. Do you know anything about Sheldon?
Yeah, of course, of course. We are toward the top artists over by Shirek, over Shirek Radio.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
well,
Shirek played both of us regularly.
Yes, I want to tell you that I was on air a couple of years before Shirek, and when he started, what I did was I sent over all the songs, you know, that I was getting, because I figured he's in the Midwest, I'm over here, and I'm not necessarily territorial. And
right.
I wanted him to get everybody, so I sent him yours, I sent him Sheldon Music, I sent him Ken Bob Music.
Ken Bob.
Yes. And so, you know, Ken Bob is out of in some city.
Yeah, I know that.
And
yeah, I know.
Yes. And also very well acclaimed artist that traveled with some of the biggest bands in the world.
Yeah.
And also heavily requested on the R&B circuit in the tourist areas. So he's a long time hard working artist, and he's supposed to be doing something on this track, but we have him working on an acoustic promo right now for his other songs that he's already done. You know, I've always been telling artists, put out your music on video, do snippets of your music and put them on video, because people of today, they're highly visual. They're not just auditory, but they like the visual, and they like to embrace the artist physically, even although they can't see the artist as much as they would want to.
Right.
So, you know, and they like the acoustic nature of music. So without having to produce new songs, you can produce yourself. So he's doing that. And yourself would benefit greatly from that, especially since you have like the anthem band and all that. You could do, you know, little snippets of songs that you've already done, but more, you know, focus on the acoustic and thing. That's a value that, you know,
yes,
can benefit
idea.
A lot.
I'm going to take that into consideration and work on that. Yes,
and you know what I usually do is tell the artist, listen, don't do a full length, because you can schedule an acoustic thing for 2 or 3 songs in one sitting, and another couple of weeks or a month later, you get the band together, you do another. And another thing too, it's easier done than said in some ways, because you can strip it down to just 2 musicians or 3 musicians, right?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So you know, a lot of people have taken my advice over the years, and I've gotten a lot of promotional bounce out of that acoustic production, you know. And it just makes the song more relevant in a different way without having to go back in the studio and do an acoustic album.
Right.
You know. And then another idea that is working well in the reggae roll call community is doing covers, album covers in acoustic. So you don't run up on the song 100%. You just do a tribute. Acoustic tribute to your favorite artist. I know you might be definitely a Sugar Minot fan, you might be a Gregory fan, you might be, you know, and to be able to put a cover album together is no disrespect. It's actually a tribute to, you know, your influences and all that. So that's also another way. But, you know, whatever is financially and time able, you know, that's what I always tell the artist to do, you know. So it's really, really thing. Yeah, but you know, Sheldon sang out on this track in a very nice way. You know, he started high, as you know, the horns on the track is very high, so it's not every singer can sing on the track.
Right.
You know. They try to run with the track, and even in the production of Only 16, you had to point out to me that the harmony was coming in too strong, you know?
Yeah.
So far you got
three good artists. Michigan, you know, I met him 2 weeks ago after 30, you know, I haven't seen him in 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we said that to each other too. I said, man, but you know, we talk on Facebook, but in flesh, I've not seen him in 30 years.
Wow.
And when he came into the venue, because I was on that show, but he wasn't. So I was just lucky to see him there. He was passing through and stopped at the festival, and I ran into him and he was like, whoa, and I'm like, yeah. You know, 30 years, man. Is that true? 30 years we haven't seen each other in flesh.
Right.
Because, you know, he attended Tivoli Garden Comprehensive, you know. With my sister. My younger sister and him went to school together. So I knew him from back then.
Right. So did you guys talk about being on the same track and all that?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Today he's supposed to be having his birthday celebration in LA, so we want to say happy birthday to Papa Michigan. I'm still a working father, so I'm back to school duties, so I can't really manage that right now. But
I understand that.
You know, otherwise I would have been there, you know, and stuff. So but it's gonna be nice.
I also had an opportunity. Well, I've seen him twice in 1 week. I had the opportunity to hang out backstage with Luciano too, because he was on the show too.
Okay, nice.
And once again, Luciano, a family members that live in Central Village.
Yes, I know that. That's where
when he left Manchester, that's where he came.
Yes.
Yeah. His mom still lived down my lane, and his brother still lived down my lane in Central Village. Right next, almost
nice.
Like 3-4 houses from my family house. His brother lived there, and down the street, his mom lived there. You know.
Right. Did you know the Winkles?
I don't remember
them. Cecile Winkle. I had a number of San Diego students that lived out there, so yeah, man.
Okay.
But people don't know it's a big place, you know. People just think it's just a little hill, a little piece of mud.
No, man, it's a big place. It's a big place. You have people on the hill, on the hillside, Sufferersites, and on the flat, you have Big Lane, you have Little Lane, you have Zion Lane, and you know, it's a huge town. And right next to it is the Cuban school that was built in Michael Manley days. right there.
Right. Right.
Yeah. But a lot of great talents come from St. Catherine, man. Believe it.
Definitely. All right. We're going big up Papa Michigan tune right here.
I love the melody, yeah. melody. Love the melody. Melody, 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 melody. Hey, love the melody.
Abadingo.
Michigan. Yeah. I love the melody, 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 melody.
I love the melody, 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 melody.
It's in my brain. Some food for my brain, a music for my soul. The song is in my head, won't leave me alone. I got to rise and go in my zone. I got to put it down on paper. Melody soothing like a hit maker. Mama tell me, don't lose the vibes, yeah. Cause music alone shall live. So yeah, me just run some tune. And me, why won't me fight? When me do, run some tune. Melody. I love the melody, 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 melody. Yes, I love the melody. Hey, nothing can affect me as I rise with the sun. A few miles me walk and this melody's me on. Thinking of the beast, thinking of the jump. Oh, me, I'm gonna lay this down. I got to put it down on paper. Melody soothing like a hit maker. Mama tell me, say, don't lose that vibe, yeah. Music alone shall live. So yeah, me just run some tune. I got to one hold my fight. Yes, me just run some tune, yeah. Now me feel alright. I love the melody, 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 melody. I love the melody, 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 melody. Yeah, me love the melody. I'm a guan wall, my vibe. Brain food, I work, so everything nice. Hum the tune, write the tune, sing the tune, love the tune. Everything so nice, so nice. Hear the sound, love the sound, sing the sound, what a sound. What a musical sound. So I put it on pan paper. Melody soothing like a hit maker. Mama telling me, don't lose the vibes, yeah. And music alone shall live. So me run this tune, tell me, go and build my fight, yeah, I build this tune, yeah, I know I feel alright, I love the melody, 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 melody.
Yes, Don.
Yes, man, I love that one, I really, really love that one.
Yes, well, he was listening to the rhythm, and him say immediately, him just have to get the rundown of how the rhythm make him feel and how he was able to put lyrics to the music. And we were having a long conversation, most about over 2 years, about artists not focusing on how the music make them feel in their song. They're not telling the people how the song make them feel. It's like when you do your thing and you on stage and you pay how much to the music and people know, say, it's reggae and thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of artists just in the domain of the lyrics and they're not in the domain of the music. And so I said to him, if you ever get a chance to write a song, and this was some years like 2011, I ran into him and him that insight, okay? And I didn't know that the man was taking me serious. And so when I got rhythm, I said, boy, Michigan must can do a thing on this rhythm. You know? And when him come back with the when the demo come back, I said, my God, he needs it, you know?
And yeah, stuff man, he did.
So it was a very good feeling, you know?
True. Well, I'm looking forward to the other artists that you're going to record. I know you're going to record some good artists on the rhythm. And I'm really looking forward to hearing them. So,
yes,
wish you all
and
success
we have,
with the rhythm.
Definitely. We have a lot of promises made that, you know, as the music thing, a man will tell you one thing and then thing. All me fall prey to it because look how long it takes me to produce the song then. But people on tour like Richie Stevens, people like Warrior King, we have Storm over the Maryland area coming through with something with Triller. You are going to do a collaboration on that track. And our promises of more rhythms from UK that meet the mark. Because, you know, I'm not going to put out anything unless the music itself is of a righteous nature. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking, you know, because somebody could give you a promise on something, but maybe the rhythm just leaves them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to see if maybe we get other rhythms together. And maybe somebody who is waiting to see what they're going to do or not too sure how the rhythm going. Oh, we also have DC on the EP as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, so VC sang a song called Reggae with Love. And
yeah.
And it was actually the first, very first track, but we had some issues with the girl that sang her part. She said she didn't like it, and so we couldn't go forward with it. As you know, we're not going to do anything disrespectful in the music, you know?
Right.
Hopefully my daughter will grow up quick enough to want to sing on one of my albums or one of my productions.
Yeah.
She's looking at me
yeah.
right now saying, hell no, but also
yeah.
Sticky Tantafari.
Yeah.
Trust me,
yeah.
Don't
yeah.
rock with Sticky, you know. Sticky Dangerous,
yeah.
you know. Yes,
yeah.
yes. Sticky is another artist that gave me a new, and he did the demo and sent it to me, but he was on his way with Sheldon to the UK and to Europe, so. Look, we just pay a little homage to Sticky, like how we are chat out him name right now, a song called Welcome to Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so proud to be a Jamaican, you know. Black, gold, and green. Hey, start representing. Whoa, hey, from river side to mountain.
Welcome to the island of crystal sun and blue water. Bring your family, come get the yam and the banana, eh? Get the jelly with the coconut water. That island in the sun in God, we trust only Jamaica. Looking for a belly full, just check the menu. And if you love to party, well, there are a lot of venues. So run, come, cause the night with Gandan. Excitement, lots of fun, and jam down in a lump sum.
Come on.
Yes, if you're tuning in to And Some Vibes Radio, you will know that we have Don Minnette live in the studio talking about music, talking about the And Some Vibes record collaboration, talking about all the other artists within the pantheon of And Some Vibes Radio and beyond.
Yeah.
Yes, Don, so nice having you.
Yes, Tiki Tantafari, man, is a very good artist. Very good artist. Yeah,
very
like
good
him.
Artist. And he's very very agile in what he does with the music. And sometimes you just want to see those artists take off, you know, and just be at that same level that either, you know, one legend or the other, or maybe you don't have to be a legendary status, but you just want to see them progress and get their just deserves in life, you know?
Yes, man, that's true.
So,
reggae genre needs fresh new blood, you know?
Yes.
Fresh. You got some great talent out there that just need to get a break, to bring fresh ideas, fresh concept to the genre. That reggae needs that.
Exactly. One of the people, as you touch on that, because that was going to be my next artist that I was going to play a song, an artist that is a very rags to riches kind of artist. At one time, I remember calling Stampede in Jamaica and saying, "Stampede, tell this artist to do one more hit, and he will, and he'll have enough hits to really, you know, come up on the radar." And that artist, that was back in 2009, 2010, and I was one of the only people playing online wise, as far as outside of Jamaica, really pushing this artist and whatever artist called Nesbitt.
He broke out now.
And Nesbitt put back the life in the dance hall, put back the life in the reggae, because I believe that there's the word dance hall do a disservice to the music. But the music sometimes, apart from the ones with the lewd lyrics, so, you know, we not play those songs and thing, you know, and thing. We not in the weddy and the this that and the pum pum Tuesday and the whatever. If you come to LA, Don, and you say, "Boy, how come you don't go here and there and blah blah blah?" Why? Because I don't support certain music, right?
I get that. I'm on the same page as you. Same.
Right. And we have a God where we have to answer to, so we can't make music carry down the wrong road. But Nesbitt came out with Victory before he came out with this new song that he's tearing down the place with.
Look At Me Now.
And so before that, he came out with a song called Victory. And that song paved the way. That make him know that he had the skills and the ability. So we're going to, I think that's the one, Victory, that I've lined up. It don't make sense playing the song where everybody knows.
Right.
So you're not doing any, you know, and we are about reggae roll call, not reggae replay. Yeah, I mean.
Right, exactly.
But I think that's the song I've tracked up here. Hold on.
As far as I can see, corruption, yo, it exists, but it's time to take a twist. Injustice anywhere, it's a threat to justice everywhere. This is no fear, loud and clear. Me want the.
Okay. So the song that I've tracked up right now is going to be Justice out of Signature Records. Signature Records is a very, very ambitious record label, and they are both local. Yes, and they supported Nesbitt for a long time musically, and he did this track for them. I think it was before the Victory song. I don't have the Victory song lined up right now, but justice is just as cleansing as anything that Nesbitt has done. And so we're going to pay homage to Nesbitt. You know, he lost his mom and his wife in quick succession, and everybody in the world knew about Nesbitt through his music, but they knew a little bit about him more with his losses of his wife and his mother. And we just want to say, you know, artists are people too.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and he really played well, knowing that the song got taken up by the political party of the day. He still did not allow that to scorn his music. And he did well. He did well for Jamaica to keep the peace and to just let people know, here, if a political party want to play my song, let them play the song, because music alone shall live. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But he still had his little justice. So let's play Nesbitt Justice on the Signature Records label.
As far as eyes can see, corruption, yo, it exists, but it's time to take a twist. It's justice anywhere, it's a threat to justice everywhere. This will not be here, loud and clear, me want the whole world to know. Injustice anywhere, it's a threat to justice everywhere. This will not be here, loud and clear, me want the whole world to know. Just set the laws of the land and the figure of an active partial. Good for the goose, good for the gander, the sinners and the pastors, the sheriff and the marshal, the villain and the corporal cops. When John Ross and no one else, my girl Ross, from the common criminal to the head of state, heavyweight and featherweight, let me tell you this, Jeff. According to your work, you shall get paid, so be careful how you do your work. Hey, and no matter where you're from, you're supposed to show love. That's how we did this disparity. We are one person, so that you can, but you can't deny the righteous man birth. So be careful of the seeds that you sow, cause you shall reap from the trees that you grow. Can't plant corn and one reap peas, nothing I got to. Life is a cycle, don't you know? Signature, tell them and I tell them again. Injustice anywhere, it's a threat to justice everywhere. This will not be here, loud and clear, we want the whole world to know. Injustice anywhere, it's a threat to justice everywhere. This will not be here, loud and clear, we want the whole world to know. Never try to judge who the man is, just figure out what the message of this song is. Cause I'm a very violent, come a very small man with a very small voice, with a large language. And I am seek equal rights and justice in every country. Workers of the earth across every boundary, east, west, north and south, every day. Love is the universal language, and I no care where you're born or where you come from. No, value in your position, don't make a man greater than another man. There and the Lord is the beginning of salvation. And when the Lord speaks, he shall be heard by all men. And him tell me, say, fit and don't say, injustice anywhere, it's a threat to justice everywhere. This will not be here, loud and clear, me want the whole world to know. Injustice anywhere, it's a threat to justice everywhere. This will not be here, loud and clear, me want the whole world to know. Just in the laws of the land and the figure of an the marshal, good for the goose, good for the gander, the sinners and the pastors, the sheriff and the marshal, the villain and the corporal cop. When to rock and no one else, my garage went from the common criminal to the head of state, heavyweight and featherweight. Let me tell you this, Jeff. According to your work, you shall get paid, so be careful how you do your work today. Hey, and no matter where you're from, you're supposed to show love. That's how we did this for it. We are one place, I'm blood, so you're looking. But you can't deny the righteous man work, so be careful of the seeds that you saw, cause you shall reap from the trees that you grow. Can't plant corn and one reap peas, nothing of the soul. Life is a cycle, don't you know? Can't say, I and I never tell you. Injustice anywhere, it's a threat to justice everywhere. This will not be here, loud and clear, me want the whole world to know. Injustice
justice and Don. Yes, sir.
Boy, you hear the man show them some lyrics there.
Lyrics, yeah, man, of course.
Boy, the man set the tone. So the man earn him wings, you know?
Yeah, man. He work hard to get where he is, man. For real. He was here a few weeks ago, you know, like 3 weeks ago, he was in my town here, you know, in my city.
Nice.
He was here. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you our next song. Listen to this song. Tell me if you know who this singer is.
Na 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 na.
Oh, who that sound like?
That sound like Don Maynard.
Well, this was one of the first songs where you sent me back, way, way back.
Way back, yeah.
And trust me. I played so many times. It was one of the more played songs back in the day. So we're going to step back in time because if we can't rewind, we can't go forward one time.
True.
Speaking for the Poor by Don Minot.
Na 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 na.
Thank you.
Yes, 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 yes. Speaking for the poor. Wow.
Yeah.
May I tell you? And yeah. Talking about speaking for the poor, guess who may I talk to on Facebook while it's like I wrote? Richie Stevens, and him and
yeah.
Boy, I'm just come back from Salina, Italy, you know?
Yeah.
And as you know, it was heavily hit by
an earthquake.
And he also has a collaboration with a city in Italy to connect it to his city in Westmoreland. And he's waiting for the song to come out now. So just like what we were saying before, things happen, why collaborations don't take place, et cetera, et cetera. You
right.
know, it's just that, you know, things happen. So, you know, but, you know, we'll do another, and him name not Wi-Fi right now, and phone not even connect. Just have
right.
Facebook. So otherwise him would have called in, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, life is like that. We think we have it rough, but you have people dying on the rubble right now, you know?
Yes, sir. It's true. It's true.
So, yeah, man. So this will conclude Reggae Roll Call Sunday. We're going to have you back more and more because we have a lot to learn from the Don Miners of the world and others. And, you know,
yeah,
I like vibing
yeah.
with the artists, you know?
Yeah. It was my privilege to hang out with you, Warren. Before I go, I just want the listening public to know that next week, Sunday, September the 4th, right here in Hartford, Connecticut, we have the 5th annual Ghetto Splash coming up, which is next week, Sunday, about this time.
Nice.
And the headliner will be The Assassin.
Okay.
Will be the headliner.
Okay.
And and the reggae dancehall artist called Aishana will be there.
Yes,
and myself.
I know her.
Yeah, and myself will be there. And a lot of local acts from right here in the Hartford area will be there. It's going to be nice. It's the 5th annual Ghetto, we call it the Ghetto Splash. And it's the 5th
yes.
annual Ghetto Splash next week, Sunday. Right here at the Sportsman Athletics Club outdoors, not Main Street in Hartford, Connecticut.
Definitely,
yeah.
If you can tag my wall with the flyer or anything, you know?
I will.
Because I think when you first posted it 3 weeks ago or so, I saw it and I posted it out. But
yeah,
just remind me
yeah.
to have it on my wall and thing, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything is everything. It was nice having you here.
Yes, Warren.
And, you know, let's keep doing music and keep building that vibe together as
yeah,
friends, as family, and as lovers of music, you know?
Yeah, and remember, my door is always open.
Exactly. 110%. You might see me down there in December because I'm coming to New York. And I have some people and some other people threatening to do bad things to me if they don't see me. So,
yes.
So you might definitely see me, you know?
Yeah, man. All right, bro.
So, all right, cool then.
Yeah, bless.
That is not reggae. Do not play substandard stuff on your station and give people the impression that is reggae. Here and some vibes.
Yes, boss.
Do not play the idiot music. As a man who come from Jamaica and as a Spanish town man, do not play inferior music on the station.
Yes, boss.
I am not paying you. I'm just reggae man calling.
My people, I'm gonna put you to the test. Encourage the youth that to try their best. Them unprepared, shoot out without a vest. Interviewing shirts without a press again. Expect great things and that's for sure. Don't sell yourself short because you're poor. Don't stop there, there is more in store. Youth, there is more in store.
Police lights still flashing. Army trucks them still passing. Police man up is still a
be shot. Him know the coppers, them a zing past him. Ma be pray, say the shot of them no know. Them gun, that well are the stone, them we sing past him. But in him head, him still asking. Oh, Jamaica still a war when the Christians, them still fasting. And the Catholics, them still marching. Ma be hide, somebody shoot all jam down. When the visitors, them, we come in ask him. But why you tell a you to feel like everything good? Where the world of it bring past him, him graduate from school with degree. Him exam them him been passing. Can't get a job while the youth them panic and not work and yet them still flashing. Him baby mother she come in beg pass him. Him part time him a do now pay plus it's exhausting. So him get vexed and put two cuts pan him pass. Me sorry see the one the next crossing. Him upset and beg ask him. Yo!
My people, I'm gonna put it to the
how
test.
How easy it done, no.
Encourage the youth that try the best. Them unprepared, shoot up without a vest. Interview in church without the press. I guess expect great things and that's for sure. Don't sell yourself short because you're poor. Don't stop there, there is more in store. Youth, there is more in store.
And I know get them youth, put them black shine. With all up and your boat skull, two time and crack spine. Mrs. Man a spark up and collect that say tax time. I cap a shot hang them up like rope in crew crack time. Cast a living eye, some on drop road black, some tax sign. But the means up and soak like when the food man them chop fine. Cops respond slow from both cell phone and landline. I saw jam down a run man, oh if you stop crying.
My people, I'm gonna put you to the test. Encourage the youth that to try their best. Them unprepared, shoot out without a vest. Interview in church without a press. Again, expect great things and that's for sure. Don't sell yourself short because you're poor. Don't stop there, there is more in store. Youth, there is more in store. My people, I'm gonna put you to the test. Encourage the youth that to try their best. Them unprepared, shoot out without a vest. Interview in church without the press.
How easy worrying it done, no? Up in a clap pass, what up to your nice place? Well, all the handsome vibe girls, every phone chance, up in a clap run through the place anyway, you know, see?
Ah. In some vibe, I've been thinking how sweet it is when you play. And all those songs that you're playing keeps lingering in my head. But early this morning, I opened my eyes and some vibes playing. It was no surprise. And some vibes you play so right. Some vibes you play so sweet. Yes, and some vibes you play so nice. And some vibes you play so sweet. And some vibes, yes, I've been thinking how sweet it sounds when you play. Oh, yeah. And all those songs that you're playing keep lingering in my head.
I know that things are close, but we will make it out. We are gonna make it one day. The patience of us is to make us lose our route. Ooh, yeah, we are gonna make it one day. This is Emma Moses, and you're listening to your number one radio.
Some vibes you play tonight, and some vibes you play so sweet, and some vibes you play tonight.
Early this morning,
come singing.
Open
the door.
Hear them
want some more.
Down, 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 down.
Spanish Town, Jamaica, the one and only place to be right about now. It's the Anthem City Under 17 soccer team has reached championship status in the regional conference that they had this summer, and they concluded their campaign by taking the finals. I haven't even got the score yet, but the coach just texted me while I was on air and said two words: we won. And if you know what they had to go through to win and to even play the game with gears on their backs and uniforms and all that, you would be astonished. So we're very proud of them, and we look forward to many more successes in the Ensom City reign of what they're doing, how they're doing, and when they're doing. You'll get all the updates on my Facebook, on my Twitter, and on my LinkedIn and some Vibes social media pages. And you will also be, you know, hearing more from the people in Jamaica about what it took to get there and how it's going to be going down the stretch, because we have big goals and big dreams and big hearts. 110% Ensom City Under 17 soccer team took it all the way to the regional finals and won their campaign. And we want to say congratulations to all the people, including the coach, the head of the Citizens Association, and all of the supporters far and wide in the U.S., England, and beyond that have supported this team more and more each year. And I want to say I'm feeling very, very full of pride right now. And I really, really want to thank the coach there, who is William Brian Spencer out of the St. Catherine High squad, and also of Ensign City Fame. 110%. If you're out there and you want to call in and commiserate with the team, let me know. Trust me, I'm right here on Ensign Vibes Radio.
Girl, let me say, you know. Yeah, my girl, hear me a say, yeah, you know, a long time me see, you know. Of course, me leave you, love everything but you. Sexy shape, girl, how you run up, so. Lady, even get acquainted with you, but you say, make we exchange digits now. Me lady, love everything but you. Sexy shape, girl, how you run up, so. Lady, me a thing but you. If you were my girl, me woulda never hurt you. I'm loving what I'm seeing, I can't hide it. Feeling I wanna get to know you more. You got me feeling like I'm dreaming, I've never seen a girl so beautiful like you before. Truth be told, no revealing, with you I wanna share my love. So baby, come close. Make me treat you like a man supposed to treat a lady. Me make you feel comfortable. Me lady, love everything but ya. Sexy shape, girl, how you run up, so. Me lady, won't get acquainted with ya. But you say, make me exchange digits now. Me lady, love everything but ya. Sexy shape, girl, how you run up, so. Lady, me got thing but ya. If you were my girl, me would have never hurt ya. Me love your style, your pretty smile, plus that sexy walk, that's where you do. I-M-A-G-I-N-E, girl, me and you together, what a pretty look, eh. Give me the chance that me want you do. No worry, because you want me, we take care of you. Yeah, me, we take care of you. Yeah, I'll be there for you. Me lady, love everything but ya. Sexy shape, girl, how you run up, so. Me lady, won't get acquainted with ya. But you say, make me exchange digits now. Me lady, love everything but ya. Sexy shape, girl, how you run up, so. Lady, me a thing but ya. If you are my girl, my would I never hurt ya. You got a girl, yeah, you're hot, you know. Always looking sexy, that me like. With ya. When I step out and see the lights on ya. Position my girl, make me see ya. Hey, come bust a good as wine to me now. Baby, don't stop, yeah, continue. Bend over 6:30, yeah, me love a style letter. If you sitting good, girl, me nah let ya. Me lady, love everything but ya. Sexy shape, girl, how you run up, so. Me lady, won't get acquainted with ya. But you say, make me exchange digits now. Me lady, love everything but ya. Sexy shape, girl, how you run up, so. Lady, me got thing but ya. If you are my girl, me woulda never hurt ya.